Suzanne Kane on 98 FM.
Now, Hugh Wallace is back on our screens as a judge on Home of the Year. Now, in its 11th season, Hugh has been helping to uncover. There he is, whooping in the background. Hugh has been helping to uncover some of Ireland's most stunning homes in this show, as well as the amazing The Great House revival. He doesn't stop. With another season of Home of the Year underway, we are catching up with him this morning to chat all about his favourite houses so far, the biggest design mistakes people can make, and what makes a home truly special. Good morning, Hugh Wallace. A huge welcome to 98 FM.
Good morning on a beautiful day.
Fabulous day. Now listen, you were whooping there when I said Home of the Year was now in its 11th season. Why do you think this show is so popular and you keep coming back, Hugh, year after year after year? What makes this show exciting for you?
Well, two things. I love the show because it's a family romp. And what you get in the show are three different houses, and you get inspiration from at least one of them. And that's what I love about the show. The show leaves you wanting more. And for me, what I love about the show is even today, the only bit of information we get is a photograph of the hall door and the fact that there are two people, a dog and one child in the home. That's it. And then we arrive at the door and you know you're going to be blown away.
And that's what we want as a viewer, because we are seeing it through your eyes, Hugh. You are doing it for the viewer.
And Amanda and Siobhan.
Of course, you know? As well.
And that's what I love. And I love the fact that we have a new judge, Siobhan, on. So the conversation is different because her interests are different.
Everyone always has their own take on something that you're looking at, which is,
they do,
you know, physically the same. Obviously, 11 seasons under your belt as well. You have all the expertise. You have your own eyes as well. So, Hugh, for you, in your eyes, what do you think makes a house stand out as a real contender for Home of the Year?
I'm looking for creativity, looking for a bit of madness, and I'm looking for the passion of the homeowners. And that's really, I think it's very exciting. The show isn't about architectural homes or, you know, homes of perfection. It's about family homes. And you can tell when you walk in the door whether that home loves the family and the family loves their home. And that's what I think is amazing about the show.
Hugh, you mentioned the word passion from the homeowners and how important that is. How would you define passion?
Passion, to me, is a bit of eccentricity. Mm-hmm. I love that little bit of quirkiness. And what I like about a home is somebody's put in a style they like and they don't care what anybody else thinks. Mm. And that to me is that passion.
It's called owning it. Owning it. And we definitely own it here on 98 FM. Now you're known
having...
We do, darling. It's why you keep coming back to us as well. Now, Hugh, you're known for having some strong opinions, which we love. Mm-hmm. We also love the back and forths with your fellow judges. Now tell us, spill the tea. Do those chats continue as you move from property to property, or do you let it go and leave it in the house?
No, it'll build up. Over the period of the filming season, it'll build up. And then about house 16 or 17, there's an absolute set to between all the judges. Because we've all... And the interesting thing is we all get very passionate and involved in the homes that we want to see in the final.
And has there ever been a moment when you're shooting the show and say that you get really het up? Have you ever had to reach out and send someone a message going, yeah, really sorry, I got carried away there, love?
Oh, God, yes.
Honest.
And how would your apology be received to you?
It's received well because, you know, it's about us being involved in the home and really wanting the home that you would like to see in the final. And, you know, people have made such an effort to put their homes into the competition that they deserve our passion and respect for being involved in the show.
And a word there again is passion from the homeowners and passion from our judges. The fabulous Hugh Wallace is going to stay with us here on 98 FM. Lots more to talk about. You listen to Brian and Leanne.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Kane on 98 FM.
We are so delighted to still be joined by Home of the Year judge Hugh Wallace. Now, Hugh, very exciting times for you because you are the very first guest on the Easy Living Interiors new production, the Style Stories podcast. So tell us, what can listeners listeners expect from your episode?
Well, it's a very interesting conversation because I'm very open about, you know, being dyslexic, about my sexuality, and about, again, my interest in design. And I think that what I've actually really enjoyed about working with Easy Living on their sofa collection is that as a family company, they are really invested in design, in updating. They never stop. They never stop, you know, reimagining some of the classic pieces of furniture from the past. And I just love it.
We were working with Easy Living Interiors. They're so much fun to work with. You mentioned the word there, classic as well. Are there any trends right now, Hugh, that you absolutely love and any that you hate?
Well, hate brown. Brown's back with a vengeance.
Oh.
Brown couches. Oh, horror. Oh. But they're back. I mean, what a horror story. And even worse, brown corduroy.
Oh,
is
oh,
the
no.
ultimate. I mean, can you imagine? Anyway, so that would appear to be the hot finish and fabric for this year. Personally, I think you either do two things. You have walls, which are full of colour, and you have very simple, plain furniture, or you do vice versa. You have plain walls, and you let the furniture and the accessories speak and express your passions and creativity.
See, I think I do that now, Leanne. I don't know about you. I think I'd have a mute wall and then a really bold sofa, cushions, throws, and really add the personality. Yeah. Leanne, yourself?
I would agree with that.
Oh, there
well.
We are.
Yeah.
We're at idem.
So there are some of the things that you love to see, Hugh. You've also mentioned the things that you absolutely do not want to see at all. So other than your own home, do you have a place where you think, do you know what? I could actually really happily live here.
I'd like to live in one of those amazing homes by the beach in Portugal. Qashqai.
Fabulous.
I'd like to be in Qashqai. Do you know what I mean?
You'd need to win the cash machine on the lotto for that.
I do. Yeah, the cash machine.
Yeah, you need the cash machine in your life to move to Portugal.
Several of them, I would have said.
Yes, for that lifestyle. Tell us, Hugh, what's an easy way so people can improve their homes to make them look and feel fabulous without spending a fortune? A lot of people, you know, money is tight, stuff is tough. Yeah. How can people make their home feel five stars but on a budget?
Yeah, I really think it's about accessories. The great thing about cushions, you know, bits and pieces, objects, paintings. That's what where you should be investing your money to give that home your special touch. And the great thing about sort of things like cushions is you can upcycle, change them, bring them to the charity shop, get the new cushion in the charity shop and keep going. Even better is to buy old furniture and upcycle it yourself. And I love when people do that. When they get the old small little washhand stands,
yes,
the Victorian washhand stands, and then make them into their washhand basins in the home by adding on a really modern piece of a washhand basin. I just adore that.
Oh, upcycling, also, sustainability. Very 2025.
So important.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that, you know, investing in furniture is terrific. And it's very important to buy the right furniture.
Absolutely. Spend that money wisely. Just make sure it's not
correct.
Brown. Hugh Wallace, thank you so much for joining us on 98FM. And Home of the Year airs on Tuesday nights on RTE1. And you can listen to the Style Stories podcast from Easy Living Interiors, wherever you get your podcast. Give it up for Hugh Wallace, everybody.
Bye.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain.
Turn us up weekday mornings from 10.
98FM.